I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone today, Candace Hill, Director of Traditional Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Texas. Candace, welcome to Faith and Family.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Andy. We're excited to join you today.
So glad to have you as a part of the Concordia On Air College Fair. Tell us a little bit about Concordia University, Texas. Where would we find Concordia University, Texas?
Absolutely. So we are located in the Texas Hill Country, right on the northwest side of Austin, Texas. We, as many of your listeners may know, Concordia University of Texas moved campuses in 2008. We went from 23 acres in downtown to 389 acres out in the Hill Country. 250 of those acres are actually a federally protected preserve. And so we manage that preserve in the Hill Country, and we're very proud of being stewards of God's creation in that way. And if they can't come to Austin, Texas to see us, they can also visit us online at concordia.edu.
Candace, what do you love about Concordia? What drew you to Concordia University, Texas?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So not only am I the director of our traditional undergraduate admissions now, but I'm also a graduate. I graduated from Concordia in 2008 and had been in love with Concordia since I was about 12 and fell in love with it because of the heart of the people and the community that exists there. It's a Christ-centered community. Our mission is developing Christian leaders, and I've always been drawn to the idea that I could have a faith-based education that would prepare me for wherever God called in my life. And I'm very blessed that he called me back to the place that I love.
Well, thanks be to God that you got to come back to Concordia University, Texas, and now in a beautiful part of the Austin metro area. So glad that you're there in the edge of Hill Country there in Texas. I know it is a beautiful part of the country. And let's talk now more about Concordia University, the degrees and programs available at Concordia University, Texas.
Absolutely. We are excited. We actually are launching this fall our EDD program, which is a doctorate in education. So this will be our first doctorate level program that we offer, and we'll be enrolling students in that actually as we speak. So that is an exciting one for us. But we, of course, offer undergraduate and graduate degrees from bachelor's to our doctorate level program. And we actually do that through a variety of delivery methods. So we have our traditional undergraduate population. We offer 22 undergraduate degrees in that delivery, and that is for our freshmen and transfer students who want to do daytime, full-time, on-ground classes. But we also offer fully online degrees as well as our graduate degrees that are both on-ground, online, and then blended or hybrid deliveries. So we're excited to do that, as well as having an evening on-ground program for adult learners who are looking to complete their undergraduate degrees. And so excited to offer the various programs for our entire community, not just our traditional age students.
What makes Concordia University, Texas unique?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of things. Similar to our sister schools, we are affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and very proud of that relationship, not only with our schools, but with our entire church body. And I think that in and of itself is unique as we see colleges drift further and further away from their church bodies to remain so closely aligned with and connected to our church body is really unique. Also for us specifically as Concordia, Texas, there are several things that come to mind. Location, being in one of the fastest growing urban populations in Austin, Texas is phenomenal. Having so many amenities and different environments and different cultures at your fingertips really broadens your horizons as a college student. And so we're proud to be able to be in such a wonderful, dynamic city. So location in being in Austin, but also location in God's creation. To be on the preserve and to still be so close to an urban center really provides us the best of both worlds. To be a small school in a big city, not in downtown and not an urban school, but at the same time having access to all of the benefits of an urban center, and then getting to be stewards of God's creation. Our goal is for all of our students to interact with the preserve and with the endangered species and the wildlife that are on our are on our preserve and under our stewardship, really working with our students to connect with God's creation and to recognize their role in his kingdom is really a unique thing about our campus. And then I think also just our approach to learning, where I always use the phrase with my students that we are more than just education. We're about formation. We develop Christian leaders, and we want to partner with them to go on an adventure that includes faith and learning and life-changing experiences. And I want them to be successful, and I want them to end up doing meaningful work. And part of that process means that I don't just want to provide a degree, but that I'm going to provide you experiences and relationships and different opportunities for you to grow so that you form as a whole being and into the person God has called you to be, rather than just getting your degree in a slip of paper.
Now, you mentioned the beautiful location of the campus and a preserve there. Do you ever find yourself getting lost on campus in a good way just because it's so beautiful there?
I think we have lots of those places. We have, so the campus was originally built by a French oil company, Schlumberger, and it was their research facility, and they designed everything to be thinking conducive. We have floor-to-ceiling glass windows. We have big, huge atriums in our academic buildings. We have outdoor spaces where you overlook the preserve. And so, yes, you can absolutely get lost in the beauty of God's creation. While at the same time, our campus is very convenient. I can walk from the res halls on one side of campus all the way over to the academic building and our fine arts building and our student center that are on the opposite side of campus. And the walk is about 10 minutes. If I'm being really slow, it's about 15. So it makes it very convenient if you wake up late and you want to get to class on time. We still have a small enough campus that you aren't going to get lost geographically, but you might get lost in the beauty.
Let's talk about some of the academics there. I know you talked about earlier about Concordia University, Texas being a place for formation, learning to live out our vocations, whatever they might be. And so, what are some of the programs that that make up the academic life of Concordia or career oriented programs of Concordia that help us prepare for those future vocations?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'll start with our traditional undergraduate population, as I'm sure that's oftentimes the bulk of what our colleges are known for. So we offer 22 different undergraduate majors across six schools, and those schools are divided into two colleges. One is the College of Professional Studies, and one is the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And so the schools under our professional studies are business, education, and nursing. And so when you think of those, you really think of a degree that is preparing you for a particular calling or a particular vocation, a typical role that falls within kind of those areas of study. So we offer those and prepare teachers from early education all the way to secondary education as well as special education, and of course have a Lutheran teacher diploma route as well for students who want to pursue teaching in our Lutheran school system. Plus our School of Nursing, which is growing rapidly. We offer a BSN at the undergraduate level, but we offer all the way up to an MSN in our School of Nursing. For our business students, we offer a BBA, so it's a Bachelor's of Business Administration, but again, we offer a graduate level in that as well, which is our MBA. And as I mentioned earlier, that is fully online as well as on ground. And I didn't mention this, but our education program also has graduate level, of course, going back to our EDD. So we have a Master's of Education, including principal certification and different certificates, but then all the way into the EDD. So then our other school is more of your traditional liberal arts and sciences. And so we have three schools in that college, and that is natural and applied sciences, fine arts, and humanities. And so our programs there are much more broad-based in terms of the concepts that are covered, the exposure to the different theories, and we offer everything from psychology to political science, from biology to environmental science, as well as our music program. And then we offer several different minors in those programs as well, so that you can really kind of customize your time at Concordia into whatever you might be interested in. And so offer a variety of programs in that school. And the idea there being those programs are going to prepare you for a variety of career fields. So if you are an English major, you may very well end up being a teacher. You might go on to graduate school. You might end up going into law school, or you might go into a research-based field. And so really trying to prepare students for a variety of options as their vocation.
Are there programs that really stand out at Concordia, in whether it be among the other Concordias or other universities in Texas? Are there any programs that Concordia University Texas really stands out for?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of them have unique features and have standouts depending on which way you're looking at it. But for me, a couple that really jump out is obviously our School of Nursing. Nursing is a growing industry, and I think in the time and place of our society, our healthcare professionals are going to be called upon to really bear out faith in a very tangible way. And so we pride ourselves in being a School of Nursing that doesn't just teach medicine, but teaches how to care for people and how to show Christ's love to people in a very real way. And so we actually have a medical mission trip that is part of our curriculum, as well as several courses that are specifically tied to the idea of Christian ethics in the medical space. As we watch healthcare, as science advances and as healthcare advances, there are all sorts of things that we as Christians are called upon to use God's intellect and use the reason and the resources that he's blessed us with, but to also do that in a way that is reflective of his truth and his will. So the nursing program, I think, is unique in that, because as students consider that as a vocation, I think having a faith-based education is really important in that field. For us, another really unique program, of course, that stands out in the Austin community in particular, is going to be our church work programs. To really allow for students, we actually allow students who may not be LCMS or of our faith tradition, should they want to prepare for ministry, they are certainly welcome to participate in our academic programs, but then, of course, specializing those programs and having additional certifications and internships that go with those church work programs to prepare people to go into the ministry. So, in particular, our DCE program, I think, is really unique among the Concordias. It's a holistic program, meaning that you actually spend all 4 years preparing to be a DCE, but because of our geographic location in the Texas District and in Austin, the different types of ministry opportunities that you can be exposed to, everything from camp ministry with, we have Camp Lone Star that's only an hour and a half away from our campus, to inner city ministry with Link Austin, to more of your traditional parish ministry in the variety of different churches and worship styles that exist in and around Austin, allow our DCE students to get a different experience and a different exposure to ministry opportunities for our DCE programs. So I think our DCE program is really unique in that. Obviously, our environmental science, being on a preserve, both biology and environmental science, students are going to benefit from actually being able to go out onto the preserve. Our goal is to have at least once a semester that they have something to do with the preserve, whether that's water studies or simply observations of wildlife and their habitat. And so that's another unique one for us. And then I have to go to our BBA. Our business administration students get heavily exposed to the Austin business community and walk away personally knowing upcoming and established business leaders in the Austin community. And for our graduates to be able to go into the workforce with those types of connections is really, really impressive. In fact, we're looking to launch a center for innovation on campus. And so things like that make our business program not only respected in the community, but valuable for the investment on the part of the student.
What do you want those high school juniors, seniors, parents to know as they're embarking on this new school year and starting to look at colleges and universities? What advice would you like for them to know as they're looking forward to this year ahead?
Absolutely. So several things. One, and I'm sure the high school teachers will love me for saying this, grades do matter and test scores do matter. And so obviously being prepared early for college is important. Know which institutions you're interested in, know what their admission standards are, and then work really hard to achieve that. For instance, at Concordia, Texas, we allow a student to submit their admission requirements multiple times. So for instance, a student can take the ACT as many times as they want prior to enrollment, and we are going to reward that student for the best score that they achieve. And so a student taking that test multiple times and giving themselves enough time to prepare for it may make the difference between an academic merit scholarship or not. And so it's worth it for families and students to spend that time preparing for college, knowing the application process and the admission requirements of the institutions they're interested in. The second, and probably in my opinion the most important thing, is visiting the campuses that a student is interested in. Whether that campus is halfway across the country or whether that is next door, it is important that you as a student and you as a family get to experience what that campus is like. I always tell my students, you would never buy a house without touring the home. You would never buy a car without driving it. You would never want to, even to some extent, buy your favorite new outfit without trying it on. And it's the same with a college investment. It may be the single biggest investment you make in your life, and it's important that you visit that campus at least once, if not multiple times, to observe a class, go on a campus tour, eat in the cafeteria, see what the residence halls look like. All of those are important aspects of a campus visit, but I think even more so, getting to meet faculty, getting a feel for what sitting in the classroom is going to be like, understanding how the university functions and what degrees they offer and how they do advising. All of those are really important as you consider investing in your education. And then the third and final thing is, obviously, I'm biased. I want you to come visit Concordia, Texas. I think we have a lot to offer students and families, but even if you don't end up enrolling with us, we're happy to meet with you so that we can counsel you maybe as you make your college decision, or if you just want to come down to Austin, Texas for a vacation, we would love to get to know you and see if you might be interested in joining our community.
Well, that is that's quite an invitation to come visit Concordia University, Texas, and some good advice too. It is always wise to visit a campus and really get an idea, get a feel for the community and what the campus looks like in terms of what types of activities, that sort of thing, goes on. It's always good to make that visit to learn more. Speaking of activities on campus, what are some of the other activities? We talked about academics. What about other aspects of campus life, music, athletics, spiritual life, those types of things?
Great question. So first, with athletics, we are NCAA Division III. We are part of the ASC, American Southwest Conference, and we currently offer 15 intercollegiate sports, ranging from baseball and basketball to golf and tennis and cross country, as well as soccer. And so we're very proud of our Tornadoes. That is our mascot. And so very proud of our athletics. In fact, this year I was actually kind of recapping for me how everything went. And not only did we have several teams make it further than they've ever made it, whether that was to a conference championship or being nationally ranked like our golf team. We've even had some players drafted out of our baseball program into the major leagues recently. And so we're very proud of our athletes. But I think when I talk with families, one of the things I like most about our athletics is the fact that you are a student athlete, and that we do want our students to be great students and great athletes. And so for us, we took home 48 All-American academic awards recently. And so that's a big deal for us to be able to show that we do put a value on our academics as well as our athletics. So we want you to come and support the Tornadoes athletics-wise, but then also for campus life. We have everything from student government and a variety of clubs and organizations. We have different kind of co-curricular activities. Probably one of our more unique ones is service learning, where it's completely student initiated and run, and we have service learning leaders who set up all types of service opportunities in our community. So whether that is going and playing cards at the nursing home, to building ramps for homebound people in who are disabled, to helping with disaster relief, to mentoring children in our elementary and middle schools. They do a variety of service learning projects throughout the year, and so we encourage our students to get involved with that program. And the thing I tell students is the nice thing about going to Concordia, Texas is if we don't have what you want, you are welcome to start it. And we want our students to be engaged outside of the classroom, and part of the college experience and part of your formation as an individual is to be involved with where your passions lead, and to not only make a difference in terms of your growth and your development, but to serve others around you. So whether that is addressing human trafficking as an issue and doing an awareness activity on that, or whether that is making sure that you are at every home game to support the Concordia Tornadoes, I think being engaged is part of that student experience. And we talk about that we always want students who are going to come and be involved because that's part of who we are. In terms of spiritual life and student ministry opportunities, again, I think we have a lot to offer, but also Austin has a lot to offer. As an institution, we have daily campus worship. It's the heart of what we do and who we are. And so we offer campus worship every day, Monday through Friday, while classes are in session. But we also offer student-led worship. We offer student-led Bible studies and small groups and mission trips. In fact, CanDo Missions, which is the mission arm of our Texas district, is actually located on our campus and is part of our student ministries team. So we're always offering both domestic and international mission trips. So while most students go to spring break, maybe on the coast, our students oftentimes are going overseas to do mission work and to serve communities and to share the love of Jesus. So that's very awesome of our students to do that. I think probably the kind of final piece on that is just the dynamic that is created when we have such close relationship with our faculty members. Our students not only are known by name, but oftentimes we know whether or not they're missing class. We know what's going on in their personal life, and we work very hard as faculty and staff to be engaged in our students' lives and to get to know them. So you will see lots and lots of opportunities where a student can interact directly with faculty, and we have an open door policy so that you're receiving that individual advising and really being able to customize your education for whatever career field you want. And so one of the fun things on campus is when you just get to go have lunch with your professor or go grab coffee. And you'll see that as a community, that we're very approachable, we're very intertwined, and there aren't barriers between students and the faculty and staff. And so that makes for a fun dynamic for our students as they grow and mature in their education.
What events might be coming up? What any specific visit days or tours, any future events that you might want our students, potential students, to know about?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, the website to remember is concordia.edu/visit, and that will always list all of our visit opportunities, including our individual campus tours and visits. So you can actually set up a campus visit based on your availability and convenience Monday through Saturday. On weekdays, those we offer 3 different tour times, and you can observe classes and eat in the dining hall and set all of that up according to your own wishes. But then we also offer events throughout the year. And our next big event that is coming up is called Explore CTX, which is actually on September 16th. But then we also have an overnight event called the Concordia Experience on November 10th and 11th. So if I have some students who want to come and stay in the residence halls and experience what it's like to be a current student, both of those are great events this fall. So that's September 16th, Explore CTX, and November 10th and 11th, the Concordia Experience. And so those are both great opportunities for students to be able to pencil in some travel time, maybe take a college day and come down to Austin, Texas.
Best place to find information on those events and admission for Concordia University, Texas?
Absolutely. So the two websites are concordia.edu concordia.edu/admissions and concordia.edu/visit.
Very good. Candace, thanks so much for being our guest today. Candace Hill, Director, Traditional Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University, Texas. Thanks for being our guest on Faith and Family.
Andy, thank you so much. It was my pleasure, and I hope to speak again with you soon.
Thanks so much.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.